I'm Marina Dilailala. I'm a healthcare consultant working for the Sisters of the Good Samaritan. I've always loved helping people, and I wanted to have a career where I could make a real difference to people's lives, and nursing has given that to me. I was looking for a change after working for New South Wales Health for 27 years. I guess I felt a bit like a number, working for such a large organisation. I was searching, hoping to move away from a corporate-style environment to a more personal-style environment. When I was offered the opportunity to work with the Sisters of the Good Samaritan, I thought it would be an environment where I could share my nursing knowledge and expertise and grow in my faith experience within the charism of the Sisters of the Good Samaritan. The reality of the ageing demographic for society and the congregation is a real one. I have a passion to ensure people are able to live their lives as independently as possible for as long as possible. Being able to support the sisters through navigating the health system and enabling them to be linked in to the services and supports within the community to continue to maintain their independence, I feel has been an exciting experience for me in seeing what a difference we can make to these sisters' lives. The wonderful thing for me coming into the role has also been the reality that I have other staff in the team who are also committed to supporting the sisters through whatever challenges may be ahead. The supportive leadership and health team has also been such a refreshing work environment to come into, not always experienced in other settings. I knew that the values of the Good Samaritan congregation were values that I love and would try to follow each day in my own life. I see an alignment between nursing and the Sisters of the Good Samaritan, as nursing is a role where you must demonstrate kindness to all, as well as being empathetic and have a caring nature. And this is continually demonstrated by the sisters I have the privilege of working with. Over my time with the sisters, I have met some amazing women. The sisters are continually living their lives in the context of the Benedictine values: hospitality, justice, stewardship, community, humility, and being neighbour. These are the values which drive me to ensure the sisters receive the best care and well-being support. The grace with which these women allow me and my colleagues to support and assist them through some of the confronting health scenarios continually reminds me of the privilege I have in being part of a great health team. The leadership of the congregation continually support us to ensure the sisters receive the best care and support possible. In our role on the Good Samaritan healthcare team, we are able to build a strong relationship with each of the sisters we are privileged to care for and join on their journey, assisting them with maintaining their independence and keeping them living in community for as long as possible. On this journey, we are able to share our nursing knowledge and experience with the sisters, but we are also able to learn from these extraordinary women who have achieved many great things in their life. Something that I have learnt from many of the sisters that I work with is how very important it is to truly listen with the ear of the heart. In our role on the Sisters of the Good Samaritan healthcare team, we support sisters with their health and well-being needs. Sometimes there are very difficult health issues and important treatment and care decisions to be made. The role of the healthcare team is to ensure the sister is fully informed and understands the implications of the treatments and the care decisions. But what I have learnt is to then stop and clear my mind of all my assumed responses and to truly listen to the sister's thoughts, concerns, and decisions with all of my being. One of my colleagues shared some beautiful words that I would also like to share. She states, "I have learned from the sisters that human history is filled with stories of amazing journeys. The sisters' stories have taught me that life consists of different stages, and each journey may be easier or more difficult than the one before, but that you are always moving forward in this life. I learned from the sisters many times not to judge too quickly and to practice forgiveness. This will help us find inner peace and feel so much better in our life. A beautiful sister I looked after used to say to me all the time, 'Travel lightly, listen carefully, and keep moving forward.' Those words have stayed with me. Another colleague states that what she has learnt from the sisters is to live with the care of God. The sisters' prayer life is structured and disciplined, and it teaches me to make that time spiritually before each day starts. I have also learnt the importance of being grateful. The sisters are always grateful. Even if they are unhappy or unwell at the beginning of the shift, they will be so appreciative and grateful still. In our work on the Good Samaritan Healthcare Team, some days we might see ourselves as the Good Samaritan who took the time to give himself to care for another. We try to always take time to be present and give ourselves fully when providing care to each of the sisters. If we see a sister has a need, we will respond just as the Good Samaritan did, with a heart of compassion and mercy. But other days we might find ourselves as the innkeeper, as we are taking sisters to where they need to get help or organising help for them in their homes. Through all of this, we are consistently reminded of the being neighbour. Having each of the sisters as role models, I have certainly learned so much in the short time I have been with them, being present in the situation, always looking out for the other person.